Today's message is called Change Your Attitude. Change Your Attitude. You know, our attitude is a very important thing. The wrong attitude can really stop us in life. The wrong attitude can actually kill us. The right attitude can keep us living. The wrong attitude will lead us to failure. The right attitude will lead us to success. The wrong attitude will stop us from doing anything. The right attitude will put us on the right path with action and very confidence, and we will see our lives changed. Attitude is everything in the kingdom of God. We've got to have the right attitude. And sometimes we forget that, or sometimes we don't put enough emphasis on it and we don't pay attention to it. Today, I want you to take a look and see what kind of attitude have you taken in your life? What kind of attitude have you been displaying as you're going through the world? Because I want you to get your attitude changed or adjusted so that it's now an attitude that's in alignment with the kingdom of God and what God is saying. Earlier this week, I caught myself saying, I can't. And I was feeling defeated and feeling like I just wasn't getting it. And I felt a little frustrated and I started saying, I can't. And the word of the Lord came to me and he said, you can. I created you to do it. I created you for this. You can. And I realized in that moment when he gave me this revelation that that was the wrong attitude. I needed an attitude adjustment. And I quickly, because of that revelation, said, yeah, I can do this. We can't let ourselves get demoralized. And sometimes we let our attitude work against us. Imagine if you were, if David had an I can't attitude. If David had an I can't attitude, he would have said, I can't beat that giant. If David had that attitude, he would have said, I can't fight these armies of the Philistines. He never would have gone out with his friends, the men of valor, and defeated them if he had had an I can't attitude. He never would have become the king if he had an I can't. Instead, he let Samuel anoint him and prepare him. And when the time came, he took the throne and he ruled Israel in a powerful and wonderful way because he had the right attitude. He didn't have an I can't attitude. He had an I can attitude. When he was that young boy and he came to that field where that giant was standing, what did he say? Oh, I can't? No. He said, I can do it. I'll go out and defeat that giant. Just a young man. He wasn't trained for war, but there he is saying, I can. He had the attitude that God was looking for, and he stepped up and did what was needed to do. And God was able to work with him because he had that right attitude. We've got to adjust our attitude when it gets into the wrong place. As you know from my little story, sometimes you get into the wrong attitude. I think it happens to all of us from time to time. But what's required is for us to get out of that and have an attitude adjustment as fast as we can so we can get into the right state of mind. We don't want to fall into a pattern where we get stuck in a rut with the wrong attitude. We need to get that changed, get out of that rut, and get right back on track. The right attitude will change your life on every single level. And I've seen it for years. When I've had the right attitude, great things happen to me. I remember early on as a young man when I started working out, I was training. And in particular, I was working on squats. And over time, I was kind of wanting to build my weight up, squatting this weight and getting heavier and heavier weights. And if you don't know what squats are, you put a weight on your back and then basically you lower your butt to the ground. So you're basically squatting down with this weight and then you bring it back up by standing up straight. And so over time, I'd kind of raised the weight and was getting better and better. And then I hit this plateau. And I just could not get more weight on there. And I remember myself saying, I can't do it. I can't do more weight. And darn it, if I couldn't do more weight, the more I said I can't do it, I couldn't do it. And I remember sitting there one day feeling dejected and tired, you know, and frustrated and thinking, oh, you can't do this. And at that moment, there was a little 2.5-pound weight on the floor next to me, and I just picked it up, and I was kind of fiddling with it, you know, in my hands, and then I realized, it suddenly dawned on me, you could lift that much more weight. If you just put that little thing on there, you could lift that much more weight. Right there, my attitude adjusted. I went from having an I can't attitude to an I can attitude. I slapped that little 2.5-pound weight on that bar and I lifted it, and it was off to the races. After that, what I knew is that I can do this. I can do this. I was created to do this, as God said. That's the way He made me. And as I began to understand, attitude is important. I hope you guys have the right attitude. I hope you have the attitude that's ready to go and do the things that God wants you to do. If you don't, there's only one person that can change that, and that's you. I know some people, they think, no, Ted, my attitude is like this because that coworker is a problem. And as long as that coworker is here bothering me, I'm going to be upset. There are people thinking, because of my situation of not having a job, that's why my attitude is this way. If I got a job, my whole attitude would be different. I would change it immediately. But it's because of my situation and my circumstances that I'm like this. But I've got to tell you, that's completely false. It's completely false. If you have a bad attitude, you will have that bad attitude when you're poor, and you'll have that bad attitude when you're rich. I'm telling you that you will have that bad attitude at that job over there, and you'll have the same bad attitude at the job over there. It doesn't change with the job. It doesn't change because you get a new house. It doesn't change because you get a new car. It doesn't change because you had your hair cut. It doesn't change. There's this lady in our building, and she has kind of a negative attitude. She's always stressed out and always kind of angry and upset over stuff. And then I saw one day when I went to her apartment that she had had a nose job. She had it all bandaged up, so it was like a, you know, big bandage on her nose. And I was like, oh, wow, she's got a nose job. She was just unhappy about herself. And I'll bet you now that she's got this new nose, she's going to feel so good about herself. Well, bandage came off, and she's got a brand new nose. And I was like, wow, her nose is completely different. Her attitude is exactly the same. She is the same grumpy, stressed out person that she was before. Nothing changed. A new nose doesn't do it. New car doesn't do it. A new house, a new job doesn't change your attitude. None of that stuff changes your attitude. It comes down to you. It comes down to you. Now, there was this lady a few years ago coming to Golden Heart. Her attitude was grumpy. Always grumpy. She was grumpy with coworkers. She was grumpy with bosses. She was grumpy with everything you could find. She was grumpy. Always angry about this and angry about that. And she was working with God to get rid of this anger. As soon as she'd get rid of that anger, there was more anger she found about this thing or that thing. And then one day, God gave her a revelation. And God said to her, it's a choice. It's a choice how you're feeling. And she took that revelation and she said, whoa, I have been working to get rid of this anger because I don't want to be angry. And now God is telling me that I can choose how I want to feel. She says, I don't want to feel angry. She wanted to feel happy. And she made an attitude adjustment with just by choosing. And her life has changed a lot. She feels a lot better because of that. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Nobody can change your attitude but you. It doesn't matter if we argue with you, if we convince you, if we tell you how great it would be if you had a better attitude. It doesn't matter how long we debate with you. Nobody can change your attitude but you. And all it comes down to is choice. And I love the fact that God has given us free choice. And He protects our will, our ability to choose. Because that's one of the most important things, is that God lets us choose. And so, when we have a bad attitude, there's only one person that can change it. And that's you. You change your bad attitude. And it's just by saying, just like that lady said, I don't want to be angry anymore. I want to be happy. You make that choice. If you have a grumpy attitude, you can't blame it on your coworkers. You can't blame it on your situation. There's only one person it comes down to, and that's you. But you can change that today. You can say, I don't want that anymore. I want something different. I want something better. And you can make that choice to change your life by changing your attitude. Let me read something here. This is Philippians 2:14. Paul wrote this. Do all things without complaining and disputing. In other words, adjust your attitude. That you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights in the world. Paul is saying, don't be complaining and disputing. Change your attitude. Become the light of the world. Remember who you are and be the light of the world. That's important. We got to remember that. You know, in order for us to be who God created us to be, we got to adjust that attitude. Change it. Change it. So that we can do the things that God said we could do. I'll tell you, when he gave me that little slap on the wrist earlier and said, you can do it. I created you to do it. He reminded me of that verse in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. And I'm just going to read the end part of that. As he is, so are we in this world. As he is, so are we in this world. It's talking about Jesus. And Jesus didn't have a bad attitude when he was in the world. Thank goodness. Just imagine, you know, if the blind came to Jesus and said, can you heal me? No, I can't do that. Can't do that. Oh, I can't feed these 5,000 people here. Oh my goodness, I can't do that. Gee, where would we be today if he said, I can't save the world, I'm just one guy. And you got to realize he had a good attitude all the time. He was willing to work the works of God, to be the light of the world, to let it shine in the midst of bad circumstances. Sometimes we don't think about that, but remember, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the high priests were plotting to kill him even before it happened. For a long time. There was a time where he wasn't going into Jerusalem. He was kind of in the back streets and the back cities and outside in the country to avoid them because they were just waiting for their chance to stone him. Now talk about a bad situation. But he didn't lose his attitude because of a bad situation. He kept being the light of the world. You know, when people came to him and said, can you heal me? He said, I'm willing. I can do that. I can do that. He had a good attitude. He didn't let those circumstances go, well, I can't do that. People are trying to stone me. I'm on the run here. If they catch me, I'm dead. He didn't say that. He said, I can do that. I can do this. I'll tell you, having the right attitude saved the world. Having the right attitude will save your life. I was watching a movie last night, and this was based on a true story. And this man, Louis Zamperini. I don't know if you've heard about this story. We watched a documentary on it probably 6-7 months ago or something like that. And well, they made a movie about it, I guess, in 2014. And I saw it on TV last night. And I said, oh, this is that Louis Zamperini guy movie. So we watched it. And I was preparing my message and kind of had it. And one of the things I noticed was, now, Louis Zamperini was a guy that he was in the war, in World War II. And he was a gunner on a plane. And basically, the planes that he was on, that he was a gunner, it crashed into the ocean. And they had to scramble out and get on a raft because they were out there in the middle of the ocean, way out, from land. And only three of them made it out of that plane. Louis Zamperini and a couple of other guys got onto this raft. And it's interesting because I thought attitude played a very important role. Because of the three guys, one man had a very serious head injury, and the second man was okay, and Zamprini was okay. But that second man that was all right, the first thing he started saying was, "We're going to die! We're going to die! We're going to die!" And Louis said, "Now stop that. Stop saying that. We're not going to die. We're gonna make it. We're going to make it." You know, what's funny is they were out at sea on that raft a long time, 47 days. 47 days out in the ocean, and they really didn't have any supplies to speak of, and yet they survived. But that man that said, "We're going to die," he was the one of the three that did not make it. He died out there. And I thought for sure the guy with the head injury was going to go. He was already in a weakened state. But see, what Louis and this other guy that survived did is they started talking about things that kept them positive and kept their attitude. They were talking about another crew that had crashed in the ocean, and they had been out in the ocean for like 28 days and they survived. And it was like some sort of record. So they were talking about how these guys lasted out there in the ocean a long time. And that inspired them to say, "We're going to do it too. We're going to make it that long too. We can do this. We can make it and survive." They kept talking about things that encouraged them and excited them. There was a scene where Louis was talking about his mother's cooking. I don't know, that would have made me really hungry. but it kind of gave them, you know, this sense of peace while they were out there in this vast ocean. Attitude can save your life. The man with the wrong attitude, who looked to be the strongest and the healthiest of the three, he didn't make it. And that says to me that attitude is very important. Attitude can change your life. Attitude can change your workplace. Attitude can change your home life. If you're disgruntled about your life right now, if you're grumpy, if you're complaining, if you've got all these things that, you know, are kind of gnawing at you, I got to tell you right now, you're not going to be any happier tomorrow. And even if your circumstances and situation change, you're going to be just as grumpy. So I'm telling you right now, today is the day to make a decision, an important decision right now. Do I want to live life? Do I want to have a great life? Do I want to succeed? Then you've got to choose to have the right attitude. What is the right attitude? What is the right attitude that God wants us to have? When I think about that, I think it's pretty clear. Because I go back and start to think about, I'm going to read this verse here that I was reading about, "As he is in the world." I'm going to read the whole thing because I think it talks about our attitude in here. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. "Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We loved him because he first loved us. If someone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also." They're saying, adjust your attitude. Not fear, not hate. We shouldn't be hating somebody, and we can't say that we love God if we've got all this hate. It's talking about here adjusting our attitude. If we've got hate in there, get the love in. What is God's will? God's will is for us to love God and love people. What's the right attitude? Being in a loving spirit. Being in a joyous and happy spirit in alignment with God. Having that kind of feeling, that peacefulness upon us, God's peace upon us, that's the right attitude to be with God. But he is saying that if you're in that hate or you're in that fear, you've got to choose a different attitude. You've got to choose to change that. And as I said, you're the only one that can. God can't change it. He's given you free will. He's given you the choice. You have the choice to live a different way. You have the choice to succeed. And if you want to succeed in life, you've got to have that attitude of, "I can." Nobody ever made it who said they can't. That one guy was left out there in the ocean. And two survived because they said they could. They can. We can do this. Same thing's true in your life. It doesn't matter the circumstances. It doesn't matter what you look like or where you think you are. Just changing that stuff isn't going to change it. Changing your attitude, though, will change everything. Changing your attitude will change your whole world. Today we have an opportunity to make a very clear choice. What attitude do I want to walk out of here? You can be like that girl who chose not to be angry anymore, who wants to be happy. You can make that same choice here today. You can realize that the I can'ts are not true because God created you to do it. God created you for this very reason, for you to succeed, for you to be blessed. We got to remember that we are blessed. Listen to this in Deuteronomy 28 and 12. The Lord will open to you His good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. He will bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. If you heed the commandments of your God, the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. You're blessed. You're meant to be a lender. You don't need to borrow. He's saying that He's provided you with so much, you've got abundance, that you can now lend to those in need. He's saying you've got that much. We got to change our attitude so we can receive it. He is saying that you are above, not below. Are you got the feeling and the attitude that you're below or beneath? He is saying you are above. That's where He has put you. He's going to open His treasure to you. He's going to open that blessing to you so that you can be the head and not the tail. The head being the leader. You're able to lead and choose and walk. But it really comes down again to making a choice. We've got to choose. We've got to choose the right attitude. And we've got to stick to that choice and keep choosing. Because there are days where we're challenged. I never said there wouldn't be days, and God never said there wouldn't be days we'd be challenged. But with the right attitude, you can overcome the challenge. David had challenges. David kept the Kenu attitude, even in the midst of challenge. Remember King Saul, who was the king before David? He was chasing him and trying to catch him. He was upset with him. He felt that he was slighted, that David was more famous than him, and the people loved David more than him, and that was irking him, and he wanted to kill David. Did David's attitude change? He still was a can-do guy. He was willing to do what needed to be done. He was willing to serve the king, even if the king would forgive him. He would serve the king. He had the right attitude. That's why he went on to be somebody that we talk about today. If he had the wrong attitude, we wouldn't be mentioning this guy's name. You know, that would be it. But he had a can-do attitude. He had an attitude that God was pleased with. You too can have that attitude. You just have to make the choice. You just have to make the choice right now. A good attitude is in alignment with God. Love God. Love your neighbor. I want you to close your eyes right now. Close your eyes. And think about, what attitude have I had this week? What was my attitude? What's my attitude been this month? Has your attitude been, yes, I can do this? Yes, we're going to succeed. Yes, nothing can stop us. Love, I love people and I love God and I love that we're going to make it. Or has your attitude been, oh, everything's against me. Oh, I'm never going to make it. Oh, it's a failure. Oh, I can't do this. Two clear choices. Loving God and loving your neighbor and being in peace and being in that positive state is in alignment with God's will. I want you right now to make a choice because you're the only one that can do this. Choose right now in your heart. What kind of attitude do I want to live with? Because it'll change my words. and it'll change my actions, and it'll change my job, and it'll change my life. It will allow me to live and survive and thrive, not just survive, but thrive. Make your choice right now. You're the only one that can choose. And you can say it just like that girl said, I'm not going to be angry anymore, and choose happiness. You can do the same thing right now, and I'm going to pray as you make that choice. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've given us free will. And I thank you, Lord, that you're revealing through your word what is the right attitude, the attitude of success and the attitude of victory. And Heavenly Father, right now, I'm commanding in Jesus' name that the darkness pull back, the falsity release, and that you set these people up like David and like Jesus. You set them up to have an attitude of victory like Zamperini. You set them up with a can-do attitude no matter what comes against them. You give them that strength. And we thank you, Lord, that everybody that makes this choice today, that everybody that makes this choice today to have the kind of attitude that God is pleased with is victorious and is blessed, and that you open your heavens to them and they become the head, not the tail, and that they are lenders and not borrowers, and that they are above and not beneath. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that that's your promise, and we believe it and we receive it. In Jesus' name, say amen to that. Amen.